Most aquatic invasive species are introduced into the Great Lakes region after hitching a ride in the ballast water tanks of freighters. Scientists believe the zebra mussel got to North America from Europe that way in the late 1980s. Since then, government and industry have spent billions of dollars trying to keep the mussel from clogging intake pipes of water and power plants. Congressman Vern Ehlers of Michigan is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at regulating the shipping industry and researching new ways to prevent exotic species from reaching North America.
I think the biggest problem is that people just don't understand the problem and how dangerous it is. And so it's hard to persuade ship captains that they have to sterilize their ballast water or at least exchange it while they're crossing the ocean.
The legislation calls for ships put into service after 2006 to have onboard treatment systems for ballast water. The federal government says economic losses and the cost of fighting invasive species in the United States add up to about $135 billion a year. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Michael Leland.